So to adulterate Tawheed, the oneness of Allah, is just as severe as a crime. And that is why Allah dislikes it. Which husband? Well, it has been quite logical that I've got the qudrat and the kindness that I gave you twice life. I gave you twice death. I can do it a third time. But I reject this appeal of yours in this case. No third time am I going to give you. You are given a very, very open chance and a very, very clear chance to bring Iman. Who are the senior ulama of Saudi
Arabia? He's not very very well at the present moment. So he's requesting humbly, if one of us speak dua for him continuously, giving our dua, should make dua. And for all of our other shuyukh, all of the mashayikh, all of the ulama who are serving us, we should make dua continuously for them. Qani' means somebody who is happy. Me, I'm a good Muslim. I don't have to become better. I don't have to correct myself. I'm happy with myself. I'm a very good Muslim. If the religious Jamaat is walking and they come to our house, see, don't come to me. Go to the other people there. Automatically, they start coming down. So a person who is happy with himself, I'm a good Muslim, that person automatically will start coming down, will start falling. He never remain as he is. He will become worse and worse and worse. And the worst category of person is called a naqi, a critic. He is like a ball which is taken and pushed underground. So no benefit at all. Big deception. That a person feels, I've got money, I'm a successful person. Allah Ta'ala says, no, that person is, he doesn't say, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَمَوَّلَ. A person who's got a lot of money, he is a successful person. A person who is handsome, beautiful, that person is successful. No. If those people who are beautiful or successful, they shouldn't be running always to the beauty parlors trying to make them successful. This is not success also. And if you look at the royal families of the world, every time that you get something in the newspaper that one of them committed suicide, one of them tried to commit suicide, they are drinking alcohol. Why does a person drink alcohol? It's not happening in that. This is not success. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the day of man Allah and what is success. So Allah says, but afla aman kazaka, success. If he has to speak, everyone listens. He's a very top man in society, but he didn't have Iman. So the reason allows to keep quiet. After a while, another person walks past, very, very poor person, and nobody in society, but he's got Iman with him. So the reason allows to ask Sahaba, what do you say about this person? So let me ask this man here, if he goes for his Iman also, and the teacher will listen to Iman. So we should be very, very careful what our children are learning in school. So yeah, unfortunately, many people are making great effort to speak ill of the Sahaba and be around him. The person has got one doubt about Sahaba radi Allahu anhu, his Iman has lost. We should be very, very particular about Iman is correct. So this is the first most important thing that can clarify our Aqeedah and our beliefs. And the more person, the second aspect, which Allah Ta'ala says, فَتَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. Successful indeed is a person who is purified. A person who purifies his eyes and his prayer path. Today the enemies have made great, great efforts in the whole world. They have encouraged people to fulfill their desires, how they want to, when they want to, or whosoever they want to. But Allah Ta'ala says, don't be successful. If you think you can fulfill your fornicate, do not call a zina. Otherwise, the enjoyment of your woman will be taken out of you. You won't get any enjoyment from your own woman. You are fornicating with your eyes. What is the actual action? The actual action of fornication, a person does fornication, he will never ever get enjoyment in halal. He is going towards haram. Outwardly, he thinks I will get some enjoyment. It's a deception. He will never ever get enjoyment in his life. But otherwise, today a person is doing salah, he's just reading it because it's a duty. There's no enjoyment in there. There's no enjoyment in dhikr. Why? Because of our eyes. We are losing the halal and sweet taste of Iman through our eyes. So one great benefit a person will make us here, purify his eyes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him the halal of Iman, the sweet taste of Iman. Another great benefit our mashayikh and our sheikh mentioned, a person will get when he will look after his days. Our sheikh gives us a very, very beautiful example of this. He says that many people, when they go to work, so some people are poor, they don't have any food, really much. Or if the wife is very poor, she might give him one small slice of bread, a little bit of dal inside there, a little bit of some vegetables, something very, very simple. So now you will see a man, just like how every man has got desire for food. Similarly, every man has created desire for woman. But if a person is going out now, he's going in the street, he might be a simple woman, and he's going on the street and he's looking at all the dollies, all the biryanis, and he's walking around, how he's dressing himself up. Now when he sees all of them, and he's looking at them, and talking with them, and flirting with them, so now he's stuck on any sin, he wants to do some sin, that he controls himself, whatever dua he makes at that time, it is their experience that the dua is readily accepted. So at that time now you are walking, you want to look at a good woman, what benefit you will get? No way of raising. Ya Allah, give me one pool of Jannah. Somebody who is million times better than her. Give me joining in my family, married life. Make my wife even more beautiful. Now we can see, we can understand the importance, what we need to rectify ourselves. This is the sickness which is throughout the whole world. Another sickness which is found in the heart of every single person is that of anger. Every person has anger to a certain degree, and less greater than anger. And just like how lust is a very, very good quality. It's a very good quality. If Malana gets to organize something for me, I'll pay you. Together, it's called a grand mystery. You give me one grand, I'll give you a fatwa. So, you see, please, help me out here. I need a fatwa. I gave my wife three, but I think only means one. I'm a Christian person. Three is one, one is three. You know, it's going to be three. So, I want to say that I gave three, the last one, three means one. And Jesus says, no, you know what, I can't help you out. That's why I can't, you know, all the weapons. And they think muscle they've got also. Then you tell your wife, hey, you know what, let's forget everything. Don't, our fight has come to an end now. Just before, he said, I can't stop myself. I'm so much of anger, I've got to think myself. I'm going to make mince meat of you. Now, next minute, please, make me mark. Forgive me. Overlook my fault. We won't discuss anything again like this. So where that anger comes in, we think about this. The second great benefit is, when Kaffa Kadabahu, the person who controls his anger, Mala'ubahu Kalbahu, Amnan wa Iman. Allah will fill up that person's heart with safety and peace, and Allah will fill up his heart with Iman. You want more Iman? Allah will fill up your heart with Iman. You control your anger, and you get angry, and mostly people get angry with their wives. Yes. And when he passes on the driveway, he goes in the house to tell his wife and children, I've got a new car. A small 4-year-old child is playing outside. He sees the father brought a new car. He's got a rusted nail in his hand. And he goes outside, and he takes the rusted nail, and he makes a nice mark around the car. When the father comes out, the father is shocked and he sees the son with the rusted nail in his hand. The car, the love of the car, when he's eating with them, he's laughing with them, he's joking with them, he's got time with them. Another person may say, my son is in America, my son is in Europe. How can you see your son? I don't even see my children. I've got no love for my children, they've got no love for me. One day, one father, he phoned his children, telling his children on the phone, that you know, now it's the month of Ramadan, 24th of Ramadan, me and your mother are divorcing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if a person hasn't purified himself from the love of money, love of this dunya, what enjoyment is he going to have? One person is passing away, and on his deathbed, and he's saying, his children are standing around him. He says, Ahmed, he says, Abba, I'm standing here, my father, I'm standing here. He says, Zubair, he says, I am here for you. He says, Bakr, he says, I'm standing here. Zaid, as long as there's no humility within people, there will never be unity amongst. No humility, there will never be unity. You can try whatever, you can have so many meetings and whatever, but as long as people are not prepared to humble themselves, there will never be unity amongst people. And the minute people humble themselves, then Allah Ta'ala will create unity amongst the hearts. So this quality of humility has to come within a person. Every person today, somebody doesn't invite me for one function. When Qabil, he killed his brother Abil because he was jealous. My brother got the most prettier wife.